Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going streaky!
Keep it rolling. Thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning on the 26th of September, a Monday, to beat the streak daily inside the hits. It's fitting that we lead today with one of our favorite contact kings in the league, whose team has now won their division, and he'll turn on one occasionally if you let him.
The runners go. And the 3-2 hit in the air to right field. Back goes Garcia. It's over his head and goodbye, I believe. Yes, sir. A grand slam for Stephen Kwan. He is King Kwan.
His first Major League salami.
Oh, Major League salami is the best kind. Stephen Kwan, he reminds me of Wade Boggs for a couple of reasons. There's all the contact, the fact that he'll occasionally turn on one, but saw this last night. Stephen Kwan has taken 80% of the first pitches thrown his way over the course of the season. Number one in MLB, Wade Boggs, career 89.3%. Took the first pitch. Crazy. It's very, very high. Good morning, everybody. It's Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Let's chronicle the drama from the weekend. I'm Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth. If you were listening on Friday, thanks for that. Our streak leader, Badco1GR, went into the weekend at 40. $45,000 and $10,000 could have been here by today. $57,000 and $5.6 million. Could have been here by next weekend, so how'd he do? Friday night, he had a double down of the Braves' Austin Riley, went 2-for-3, and the Rockies' Yonatan Daza at home.
This ball driven toward left center field, it's going to get down, and it's going to roll all the way to the wall. One run is scored, here comes a second run, Daza heading to third, he's got a two-run triple, and the Rockies take a 3-2 lead.
Daza 2-for-4 and Badco1GR was at 42. Saturday, the drama. Were you feeling it, Ryan? I know you were at a wedding. It's a blessed event, but how closely were you paying attention to the chase of Badco1GR?
I had MLB Game Day brought up on my phone while the wedding was going on.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. I would have bought it, though, just because I know you. Saturday, the double down of choice for Badco1GR was Dansby Swanson. 2-for-5 out of the leadoff spot on the road. And then Manny Machado with the Padres on the road as well. There at Coors Field.
Machado lines one down the left field line. That's a fair ball headed to the corner. Nola will score from third as Machado heads to second base. It's an RBI double and the Padres have tied the score 1-1.
Manny 2-for-4 with that big double, and Badco1GR has reached 44. 44! One away from Kiyoshi Lotus and the season's top streak of 45. One away from a piece of the 10 grand top streak prize, and maybe just 7 days away from $5.6 million. Ryan, how closely were you paying attention to what I assume was like a family brunch on a Sunday morning after the wedding and then some NFL yesterday during the day?
Well, I was at the Tennessee Titans game, so I was not paying attention. Unfortunately.
Wow. I don't even know about your commitment level anymore. Like, there were baseball games on, and you went to a football game. Who are you?
Let me say, do not question the commitment, because I sent out a tweet at the end of the game that you're about to reference.
Uh-huh.
telling everybody, all of our followers on Twitter, what happened with Badco1GR.
Okay,
so
all right.
Do not question the commitment there, Spooks.
All right. I am chastised appropriately. Yesterday, Sunday, the double dot of choice for Badco1GR, Marcus Semien of the Rangers, who went 1-for-3, and the Guardians, Amed Rosario. Cleveland put up 10 runs as they clinched the American League Central. 10 hits. Hell, you heard Kwan go deep at the top of the show. The very next at-bat went to Rosario against Dennis Santana. He's 0-for-4 there in the top of the eighth. The Rangers broadcast, completely unaware of our drama, is apparently talking about favorite movies as we catch them mid-discussion.
I'm kind of curious to know what Emily's favorite movie is. You know,
it's a tough question, really, I think.
It is. And you know what I'm going to say? This sounds ridiculous. I think it's Lion King.
Next caller.
Yep. Thanks for checking in.
The answer is The Godfather every single time. Clean it up.
Rosario flew out in the middle of that. The middle of that.
You never would have known.
You wouldn't have known because Emily had to tell us she liked The Lion King. It's not her fault. She was asked. Maybe it is The Godfather. Let's discuss. No, let's not discuss. It's the end of Badco1GR at 44. It's perhaps our last chance for Beat the Streak history, going down in flames. And these jamokes doing the Rangers game don't even care. They don't care.
My favorite movie is Wedding Crashers, by the way.
Okay, that's great to know. Thank you. I like Contact, directed by Robert Zemeckis from the Carl Sagan book. But nobody cares.
Is Stephen Kwan in that movie?
Yeah, he should be. I mean, it's about the dorm room that he shared with Nick Madrigal, actually. That's what it's about. Look, and actually, I get it. The Rangers are down 10-4 in a game in late September, and they're trying to keep themselves entertained. It's completely understandable. And Emily, The Lion King is a fine choice, okay, for an 11-year-old. Onward. With 10 more days in baseball's regular season, 20 is the max that could be added to an active streak. You have to be at 37 or higher to have a chance at 57 and win $5.6 million. No one's left. That's it. That's why we chronicled the weekend of Badco1GR. That was our last hope. Another season, Ryan, is officially in the books with no grand prize. What do we do? How do we function?
What are we going to do with the rest of our lives until next April?
I have some ideas. I just emailed you, actually, about a couple guests you should get on the podcast between now and the end of the year. Let's try and check in with some of these people. It's all about Kiyoshi Lotus, 26, right now, who is sitting there at 45. You have to be at 25 or higher to have a shot at 10 grand. There are seven of you, just seven. That means Kiyoshi can smell it. Let's talk to him some morning while he's smelling it.
You asked me how close I was following it yesterday.
Yeah.
I wonder, as we know, Kiyoshi Lotus has really not been following even his own streak when he got to 45, if he was aware of what was going down yesterday.
Let's find out. Let's give him a holler.
If there were only a device where you could reach out to somebody.
Yeah, I know. And like in real time and maybe get a response before the end of the podcast.
I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, buddy. Two non-streaking highlights from two extremely powerful national leaguers. From the left side first, this 29-year-old slugger has obliterated his career high for homers in a season, and he leads the National League.
That ball's hit well out to left field. On the run is Rosario. It's over his head, and it's into the flower bed. Opposite field home run for Kyle Schwarber. It's second home run of the day, and the Phillies retake the lead. It's number 42.
The Phillies lost 9-8, but are clinging to a 1.5-game lead over the Brewers for that final wild card spot. Schwarber having a terrific power year. And this Met is now the single-season run producer, the record holder, the best that franchise has ever had.
And Pete smacks one the other way. That's deep. Back goes Capel to the warning track at the wall. It's off the fence, bouncing away. Nimmo is in. Here comes Canna. Lindor right behind him. All three will score. A 5-RBI day for Pete Alonso as he delivers a bases-clearing double. 11-1 New York. So on the day he has set the Mets RBI record, he goes about obliterating it. 128 runs batted in.
That's a lot, folks. That's four more than the season record once held by Mike Piazza and David Wright. The Mets are holding on to their 1.5 game lead. This one over the Mets are holding on to their own 1.5 game lead. This one over the Braves in the National League West. Our picks are next here on Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Just four games today. Four games? Has there been a less active day all season long? Not full days off, but four? Has to be the lightest slate we've had, doesn't it, Ryan?
Even the weird day coming back from the All-Star break, that like Thursday where yeah. there were makeup games and all that, that had more games that day than today.
Did it? Did
yes.
it? Did? Okay, thank you for looking.
I just remember.
Okay, good. Thank you for remembering. So, there's no stay away today. There's barely enough choices to make a damn pick. But don't worry, we always have stuff. These are for the seven of you chasing Kyoshi Lotus, or perhaps all the rest of you trying to reach your own season high and stay perky and enjoy the year. You are our people. Ryan, time for the fourth pick. What you got?
Speaks, we both have enough time left in the season to reach our own season high. Still.
That's so sad.
I think we could be sitting here next Monday and still have enough time. No,
all right.
I'm just kidding. Jordan Lyles of the Baltimore Orioles, he has faced the Red Sox four times this season. He's given up 32 hits in those 18 innings in the outings against the Sox. Raffy Devers is hitting .301 since the start of September, including a home run off of Lyles back on September 10th. Devers is 4-for-10 against Lyles this season alone, so I am targeting him for the Red Sox against Lyles and the O's.
That makes all the sense in the world. Time for my daily double A. Brian Reynolds was the best player on either the Cubs or Pirates in the series that just finished. It was evident if you were watching that series, and I did. I'm the one. I'm the guy who was watching some of that series. Seven hits in the series for Reynolds, 11 in his last six games. Today he gets Reds righty Chase Anderson, Mr. Anderson, against whom he is 5-for-16 in his career, good for a .313 average. Kevin Newman, by the way, a .400 hitter against Anderson. Hello, Newman, if you want to get sassy and double down. And then, anecdotally, I thought about hopping on your Jordan Lyles matchup because it is so juicy for Boston. Could go with Kike Hernandez, who is 6-for-12 lifetime against Lyles. And he's 0 for his last seven as Kike, but he's due. But no, instead, anecdotally, I'll go with Aaron Judge. Relieved of the drama and pressure of trying to get it done in New York, facing Kevin Gausman in Toronto, who, despite his excellent stuff, has given up 178 hits on the year. Eighth most overall, and his hits per nine is top five worst in MLB. One man has given up 200 hits on the season. Ryan Porth, can you guess who it is?
Is it Herman Marquez?
It is not.
Is it Patrick Corbin?
Of course it is. Our guy, the patron saint of 2022 Beat the Streak,
see,
the mighty Patrick Corbin.
He was not my first guess because I didn't think he worked deep enough into some games this year to get up to 200.
No, this is why he is a legend, is that he worked a lot.
That's
true. Seriously, he worked a lot, and he was really bad. And they just kept putting him out there because he was getting paid a lot. It's my favorite profile now of all starting pitchers.
Do you have a Patrick Corbin jersey hanging up in your closet?
You know what? Christmas is coming. Okay.
I need to get you a gift. So now I have an idea.
Yeah, not a jersey, but something Corbin related would be very welcome. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits wherever you get your podcasts, because we only have like 9 left. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance. Nah, you don't have a chance. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season well before the first game of the day. And it is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. For Ryan Porth and Matt Spiegel, hoping that all of your guys, and especially ours, Rafi Devers, Brian Reynolds, and Aaron Bleepin' Judge, hit them where they ain't.